Hey everyone, welcome to season 2, episode 1 of the Couch Cat Podcast. I'm your host Ryan, joined by co-host Alan.
Hello.
God, who missed that? Because
I did.
I didn't. But, you know, if someone out there missed that, you know, good for you, I guess. And today, before we get off track, we're here to discuss our return to the Simple Memo community. And I say community, it's very specific, because I don't want to play the game yet. I don't know if I want to.
I'm already addicted again.
It's bad. It's bad. And he's going to betray his legacy. But we'll get more to that later. But yeah, Alan, we're back in the so-called digital studio of Couch Cat, now officially called the Couch Cat Podcast.
Yes.
As the brand.
Yes.
Just a little history, actually, because it makes more sense to do it this way. Couch Cat used to be more than just Couch Cat. It used to be called Couch Cat Gaming, where we focused on multiplayer indie-centric games.
Yep.
You know, Phasmo comes to mind, and a couple others, right? There's a ton of games we covered. But we got really heavy into Simple Memo because of Alan here. And yeah. What's your in-game name, Alan?
Crazy Fi.
Yeah, the legend himself. Everyone knows his name. They scream his name. They name babies after this guy. I'm lying. They don't do that at all.
I would feel so bad for that baby.
Maybe Mike will. Maybe he'll name his baby after me if he has.
I'm going to have to ask Mike that. Hey, how much would it take to name your baby after me?
But yeah, so he was known. Alan was known as Crazy Fi. I was known as Couch Cat Sensei. Later changed my name to Couch Cat Paizen because of Nagatoro. Really cool manga. Anyway, so we've collectively played Simple Memo for, I'd say, a year or some change.
Oh, yeah.
And our brand, Couch Cat Gaming, morphed into Couch Cat. And then essentially, we just became a Simple Memo, you know.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to call it. Like we,
brand,
we just
like podcast. Yeah. Like
we focus on Simple Memo.
We're like, oh yeah, we're an indie podcast. We're going to play games all the time. And then it was like, oh shit, Simple MMO. This is a great community. These guys are awesome.
Okay, partially great community. But the developer talked to us. The artist of the game talked to us. The mods talked to us, which is rare because, you know, back then there's a lot of strife between the community and the mod community as well. So we got to know a lot of the community itself and the guild, you know, the guild leaders.
Darth Taylor.
She's still around apparently. And you know, my boy's at Koi. So
Lone Wolf Daddy.
Lone Wolf Daddy. He's not the leader anymore, but he's like a legacy member, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, we were embedded into Simple Memo with YouTube videos, with podcasts, with blogs centered around like the events, because Mike, you know, would help us and leak the event info to us so we could prep articles for it. We were, you know, working in tandem, so to speak, with Mike in most cases, not all the time. When he could, you know, spare us information, he'd help us out.
Please, sir.
Yeah. And we rose through the ashes because, I mean, you know, there was a lot more. Well, there was a handful of content creators before us. Rest in peace. I don't know what happened to them, but we were dead too. We died for a little bit.
Yes, we did.
Life gets in the way sometimes, but we're back and we're here to discuss with you our plans and our goals for Couch Cat Podcast and, in relation to working with the Simple Memo community again. But yeah, Alan, I think because there's got to be way more players now, right? There's got to be new players on the block. I rejoined the Discord for Simple Memo and there's new people joining all the time, right? Which is a good thing to see.
Yeah, it's like every 5 minutes, it seems like someone is joining the Discord.
Yeah, so for someone who discovers us through, you know, that Discord channel or just the game itself, word of mouth, can you please explain, you know, what the guild was back then and you forming it?
Yeah. Yeah. first off, I gotta say, I feel like we're that that meme. You know, it's just like, look at us. Who'd have thought? You know, not me.
Yeah,
and here then we all are.
The
yeah.
community is like the skeleton on the bench.
Yeah.
Yeah. Waiting on another episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah. So, I found Simple MMO through Reddit. Post or something. Someone's like, yo, check out this indie game, because we were looking for indie games at the time, you know. And I was playing it on my phone. I was like, oh fuck, this is a great game. I hit up Ryan and Brandon. I was like, yo, we gotta play this game. Like,
who
this
was our
is
third a- member back in yeah. the day.
Yeah. We gotta play this game. Like, this is the shit right here. So I was like, I played even more. I got addicted, you know, finally convinced them to play the game. And I was like, you know, I'm going to form a guild. And this was when Couch Cat Gaming was fairly new, I would say.
Well, actually, we had, I want to say, 3 months of just grinding, dude. I would say 3 months. Cause remember,
oh, yeah, you know it. You're right. Yeah.
We were hitting all those articles.
Yeah.
Right? We were doing those like Harry Potter length articles.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, once a week, twice a week, three times a week. It really depended. So
yeah, that's true.
Yeah. We had content under our belt, because when we came to Simple MMO, that's when we actually started to like, oh look, people are going through our old shit.
Yeah.
It was hard to do because WordPress didn't make it easy. Like,
no.
The archive was fucking awful. I digress. Go on.
Yeah,
say,
yeah, yeah.
Say what you want to say.
So I figured, fuck it. I'm going to make a guild and we can make something of this. And I called it Couch Cat Gaming based off of our brand. I was like, this is going to be interesting. We'll have a guild. We'll have a presentation with the brand. And, oh, shoot. I forget how much a guild cost back then. It was a crap ton of gold. I ended up actually just using diamonds, I think. To make it. Yes, I pro tip the Google surveys or whatever. They pay you for your opinions.
Yeah.
And that's why I use to buy diamonds. And that's how I got the guild. Couch Cat Gaming.
Don't be telling people that.
Hey man, whatever helps. Whatever helps. Get a few ten cents here and there. still use it to this day. But yeah, and it blew up. God damn, there was a point where I was struggling to keep the guild squared away, because it maxed out on the people. It blew up when, you know, we were there when the guild update came around. I think it was version 9.
That was months after. No. Like,
yeah.
Don't cut yourself short. Like, you had, like, as soon as you were kicking people to let people in that were more, or either more active or used, because we created that Discord for Simple MMO. So
yeah, we did.
You were constantly kicking people out. Not in a bad way, but like,
now, if they're we're trying to solidify. For a week.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we're solidifying like our core members, which, you know, Quirxio, Orange Man, Nacho Punch. I still remember the fucking names, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, all of our homies. So it was cool.
Sir Neil,
dude, he disappeared. Rest in fucking peace. You know,
yeah, yeah. That's so sad.
That's online gaming in a nutshell. Like, you make a friend and they can just, oh, I shouldn't have snapped on a podcast, but like, they just disappear. So
yeah, yeah.
But yes, we were there for the guild update, which
we were top 50. I think we were like 43 for the legacy leaderboard. You can still check it out.
Yeah.
We hit top 20. We're like holding on to top 20 after the update. We were getting our asses kicked left and right by the
it's
top guilds.
Because so many dead guilds, right? Like, they just they had no EXP.
Yeah. We made a bunch of good alliances with like the top guilds, though. Hey man, we'll interview if you take an alliance with us. No.
Yeah. Well, that night when we were doing the big release, like,
it was
back then, for anyone who's new, we would do live shows in the Discord. And so, like, we'd have like 30 people there, and when we were talking about alliances being a big deal, you know, Dart Taylor was the first one, like, from chat. So we were alliances right off the bat with one of the biggest, if not the biggest, guild in Simple MMO history, right? So whether it's, you know, not sketchy, whatever you want to say about them, But yeah, we had, you know, them.
They took
we
pity had, on us.
They did. And then Jurg was talking on our behalf with, what was her guild called? Shit.
Ye. Knights. Ye.
The Knights of Ye.
Knights of Ye.
Knights,
yeah.
Knights who say Ye. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we were here. I would say the guild update, because it was a roadmap update, right? So
yep.
I would say that was the biggest turning point for the game with us around. And then of course, like a month or two after, we had to step away for a bit. But yeah, that I would say that's some of the best content we've done. If you are new, or if you want a refresher of like what this show is going to sound like, I would definitely go back and look at all the episodes that encompass, you know, 9.1 or whatever it was. You know, let's say like Simple MMO update 9.1 or guild update, or, you know, what was good or bad about the changes and stuff like that. Cause yeah. we had a lot. I mean, you know, if you're new or if you're not new, you'll find out. If you don't already know, it's like this game is community, like it's driven by the community. So,
oh yeah,
when something's not kosher, everyone knows about it. And then when something, you know, is on the money, everyone talks about it for days. But
yeah, I would say like the funniest time during that recording time frame was the episode before the update came out, like a few days before. Yeah. And like we talked about everything we thought it would be, and then we ended the recording. And you're like, "Oh fuck, I should have talked about like alliances."
Yeah,
and then it actually happened. Mike, you know, left a comment in the Discord.
Yeah, he was like, "Oh really?" And then literally the biggest thing about that update was alliances. I was like,
"Yeah,
oh, we could have claimed it."
Yeah,
claim we were the only ones who knew. But yeah, so definitely go back because this is season 2, episode 1. So if you go and look at Anchor, you know, it's just to make it clean, like a clean start for us. But in season 1, near the end, you'll see. I would say listen to them all, but the interview with Twisted, because his mic was so shit. I will never make that mistake again. I am screening people, making sure their internet is not ran by a hamster. But we have a lot of golden episodes there.
Yeah. Two hamster minimum.
Two hamster minimum?
Yes.
Okay. Sure. But that's essentially the history of, you know, CouchCat Gaming to CouchCat Podcast. That is the official brand now. Because we're going to be focused on providing this podcast content, whether that's video or just purely audio. We have a lot of things in the works, you know, down the line. But we're not ready to discuss those yet. There's, you know, they're still in the alpha phase, right? If you play MMOs, you know that's years away from develop. No, we don't mean years away, like weeks away. I don't know. But so we'll discuss, you know, what we really want to do now that we're back. And I kind of just touched on it, right, Alan? But essentially, what we're going to start off with is offline podcast episodes. For, let's say, Simple MMO events like we used to. Like, nothing new, right? So, the events, the major patches, the roadmap updates, because they're the biggest thing about the game, really, in our eyes, right?
Yep.
And then general Simple MMO news. You know, we hope to be more like a broadcast in the future. So, I guess that means less cussing. I don't really know, whatever. But,
That's going to be hard.
Big oof.
Dropped how many?
Yeah, if we wear a tie and say, you know, the F-bomb, like, is that okay? I think it's okay. But
18 and, up.
Yeah, and it will, of course, we'll be commenting on the drama because, again, it's community-driven. So drama is not far. I mean, just go to the Simple MMO Discord and someone's going to DM you about some bullshit. So if you ask the right people. And then from there, you know, what we were really known for when we first started were the live shows we did in the Discord, because we got to directly engage with people. It was basically having a Twitch channel in the Discord the Discord level quality. So we were always getting throttled. We were always fucked.
Yeah. It
Discord actually did not make a difference.
Nope.
So we'll have more stuff in the works where it's going to be a more professional, a more private online studio, if you will. There's softwares out there that allow us to do this. And that's going to be a later date. But every once in a while, we plan to do those live shows again. They'll be more casual. So we'll have our episodes that are more like, you know, the news breaking stuff, but the casual live shows will more, you know, be more about, excuse me, just talking to the community, you know, getting opinions from the community and also getting content ideas from the community. You know, what's your favorite, you know, what has your favorite update been since you've played, or what are you upset with right now? You know, stuff like that. We want to hear from you. And you know, be able to relay, you know, be the middleman and relay that to Mike in the form of a podcast, and vice versa. We hope to work with Mike and the SMO staff alongside with the community, but we really, really hope to get that relationship back again and work on it and be able to deliver news directly to the community in this form. If people, you know, so choose to listen to the podcast or even watch the videos, because we will have our YouTube channel to complement our podcast like before. Check out the Phasmo playlist there. But so we really want to do that as well. And more in the work, more to be determined, right?
Yeah,
Alan, did I miss anything?
No, you hear that, Mike? We're willing to sell our souls to be your propaganda wheel.
Yeah, I'll call anyone a loser. Just name them. Is it Wick? You want me to call Wicked a loser? I'll do it. It'll hurt me. She's a really nice lady, but I'll do it. Just kidding.
No, I think you covered it very well.
She'll kill me. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, that's our plan for this show, this platform, right? This brand coming back. And then our goals, you know, are in line with those plans. You know, we want to deliver the Simple MMO news and content that benefits the player, right? Of Simple MMO the most. While we do want to have a, you know, a good working relationship with Mike and the staff, we want to make sure the community is getting the most out of this brand as possible.
Yeah.
And, you know, that being said, we want to remain as neutral as possible. It's hard to do because it's a community-driven game. We have friends. We'll make friends. We'll make enemies. But that doesn't mean we can't be critical of Mike and the staff, etc. But we're not going to be out here witch hunting, okay? From what we've seen and from, you know, returning, he's done a good job so far, right? I mean,
amazing. I can't wait to talk about it.
You know, most recently there's been changes to the battle arena, which we will discuss in a later episode. I can see where people are like, oh my God, it sucks. This is a big game changer, whatever. But really in the grand scheme of things, it isn't. He's got to fix the game before, you know, he gets to certain steps where he's got to like reset stuff, right? And then also our last goal, at least for me, is to continue to have fun, because this show back in the day was really fun to make.
Oh yeah.
There's a lot of moments where I was like, did Mike just say that?
Yeah.
In chat in front of everyone?
Yep.
Or, you know, the craziness our mods would say, you know, we had Yurg and Quirksio. I mean, even Satan Sama, when he was known as Satan Sama back then. Shout out to him. He's actually here listening to us. But it was fun, and we hope to, you know, keep it fun. So, Alan, I don't know if you have anything else to add.
Same thing, really. Like, I'm excited to get back into the community and hang out with folks again. I over the past, I think we've been gone for like 7-8 months now, unfortunately. Oof. But
it's hard to hear it out loud.
I know. I keep looking at the numbers, and there are a few times where I'd like drop a hint to you, like, oh wow, look at our numbers. They're still,
I know.
Like, we're still doing good.
I finally told you, I was like,
yeah.
Kind of beneficial. If we go back. Because I never really left, you know.
Right.
So when Couch Cat went on hiatus, because that's what it was.
Yep.
I formed my own show, Sword and Slime Podcast. It's still a show. It's my little baby. You know, it's my near and dear baby that you still owe me a guest episode on. You know, Like, you still have not.
Let me know when.
Dude, Triangle Strategy. So,
get the game.
And that shows RPG, JRPG, MMORPG specific. But a lot of, well, I wouldn't say a lot, but the cool people, the ones who stuck near and dear, followed me there. And so I was never away from Simple MMO. Like, they're still talking about Simple MMO in my server. And I was like, fuck. So, I never left the Koi server. I remained loyal. I don't know why. They're a bunch of weirdos, but God. yeah, it's cool. Alan was definitely dropping hints. He's been wanting this for a while.
Yeah. When you're like, yeah, I mean, I think it would be down for it. I was like, oh, fuck yeah, yeah, let's go, baby. I'm so excited.
So now it's like, we have this. We have our Halo Esports show.
Which, yep, Shields Down.
We'll drop later, you know. It's not about showing our other shows yet, but yeah, we're building up the Couch Cat ecosystem back to what it once was. So, and it's cool to bring Simple MMO back into that, or at least be part of Simple MMO again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I missed it.
I mean, you're actually playing it, right?
Oh, yeah. I am definitely playing it. I've kicked out everyone from the guild except for the OGs. Because I couldn't, it would break my heart to kick them out. And,
am I still there? I'm on perma-safe mode. You better not have kicked me.
No, you're in there still. Yeah, I've just been grinding quests and battle arena.
Cool. Well, let me know how it goes, because I don't know if I want to visit the devil again. I don't know if I want to make a deal. That was like 5 times in my life. No, I'm just, but yeah. So keep a lookout for Crazyfy and the resurgence of Couch Cat. Unless we ditch it, if we fucking join Koi.
I don't think I could bring myself to do that.
It'd probably be friendly because they're the ones that smash us the most, right?
Yeah, like they destroyed over there us. Now, so
yeah, I would go for Crucio alone.
But I don't know if I could abandon Couch Cat Gaming Guild.
I don't think so either.
It's my baby.
It's true. It is. You raised him.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it for the first episode of season 2, the Couch Cat Podcast, our little reintroduction, if you will. That's a better word for it, I guess, than return. But, you know, thank you for listening. And if you're new and you're hearing this for the first time without ever listening to the Couch Cat before, please check out our podcast and our brand new website where you'll find everything from before as well. You know, it's couchcatpod.com now.
Yep.
That is a new website moving forward. That would be the new website linked into the show notes, along with all of our links, such as Twitter. We still have an Instagram. I still have the login, so potentially there. And then also YouTube and Discord. But yeah, check out the website, all the relevant links, and it looks slick. It's a cool, minimalistic website, but it allows us to do everything we've wanted to do, just like before.
It's very clean.
Yep. Also, leave us a review if you like what you're hearing. You can leave a review directly on the website. A lot of our friends from before are starting to do this, including Mike. And it's just directly on the website. You have to enter your information. Just leave a funny review and we'll shout you out starting in episode 2.
Actually, we could do it right now. I have them up for the first 3.
All of them?
Yep, I have them up.
All right. Do you have Kabuto's?
Yes, I do.
All right, because I don't know if I made that public yet or not, but...
I could start with him and go down the list right now.
Yeah, go ahead.
Shout out to Kabuto. We appreciate all your Japanese Power Rangers that you post in our Discord.
He hates it when you say that.
I love it. 5 stars. He says it's good. It's pretty good. What else should I say? It's good. So appreciate quick and easy to the point.
Wow, straight from the heart. You could really tell.
Yep. Shout out to top 3 friend Mike, aka the developer of the game.
Oh, is that who that is?
Yep, surprise. He gave us 5 stars as well. Well, what can I say? SMMO is fantastic. It's an absolute marvel of excellence, as if it was bestowed upon us common peasants by King Arthur himself. The guys on this podcast talk a lot about the game. Yes, we do. It is both a timeless classic and modern masterpiece. I completely recommend the game to anyone who listens. Honestly, I'd even consider this game to be the 8th wonder of the world. Oh, and the podcast is pretty cool too, I suppose. So Appreciate it, Mike.
Classic Mike. Yeah. Yep. Using us to shout out his game.
Yep. Yeah, and then finally, shout out to Keevan Keevanson. What a great chicken he is. gave us 11 out of 10 stars here. Most entertaining SMMO podcast of all time. Truly better than any SMMO podcast out there. It is a bit scary when they talk to the chicken, though. Probably only suitable for audiences 7 years or older.
Maybe even a little older than that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if parents want their 7-year-olds to hear us cussing.
No, but... Yeah. But, yeah, thanks to everyone who left us a review.
Yep.
Again, you know, we'll have the link to the website. And it's changed in the CouchCat Discord as well. All the links were definitely not working, but we're slowly revamping the server, making it smaller and more appeasing. But yeah, all the links have changed. You can find it there. Leave us a review. You can also leave us a review through Apple Podcasts if you listen there, through our website, so you don't have to go through your phone or anything like that. And it helps the show tremendously, and we greatly appreciate it. And again, well, not again, but one last thing. If you like the show, and your friends in your guild or your friends in the game haven't, you know, heard about us, or they might be interested, push them over, drag them over, put them in a headlock, chain them up, whatever, get them over, bring them to our website. They can listen to our episodes directly there. And spread the word, you know, because that's how we'll grow. And it's more fun when everyone's involved, right? So, people involved. So that's all I got. Alan, any final words?
Nah. Good job. See you in the next episode.
Wow. Thanks, boss. Peace.
See ya.